Chazor zeichen ish b'ches l'shagam b'yuhun b'seches v'achem d'ach v'ches. Frek me, how do we know that chatos has to be offered l'shma? And furthermore, the pasuk says, v'shachat oisol l'chatos. She says, the shchita has to be done for the sake of the chatos. That's very good for the shchita effect. How do we know that kabbalah has to be done l'shma? Mar says, the pasuk says, v'locha kakayim midam ha-chatos, which teaches that the kabbalah has to be done l'shma. How do we know the zrika has to be done l'shma? The pasuk says, v'chiper olav akayim mechatos, which teaches that the zrika has to be done l'shma. So fine, we have now a source that a chatos has to be offered l'shma for a chatos. How do we know it has to be offered for l'shma for the owner as well? Mar says, the pasuk regarding zrika says, olav, which teaches it has to be done for him, not for someone else. This all teaches that the chatchilah has to be done. How do we know that it's essential and the carbon becomes possible if it's not done? And for the Gemara, it's like Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, said in regard to a nazir's chatos. The Vav of Chatosoi teaches it has to be done l'shma. Here too, we'll say that the Vav of Chatosoi teaches it has to be done l'shma, and we already know it has to be done l'shma, so Abazoi, this must be teaching that it's essential. And even b'dieved, it will make it possible. Fact, we now have learned the source that there's a requirement for the shema for the carbon, but we don't have a source that it's essential, and we have a source that zrika must be done the shema for the owner, and that the requirement is even essential. So how do we know that the requirement that is the shema for the carbon is essential, and how do we know that the avoided besides zrika have been done the shema for the owner, both chatchila and b'diavad? And Vidmar Rabbi Yonah said, we learn this from the chatos of a nazir, where the pasuk says v'asa as chatos soy v'asa oil soy, which teaches halacha of the shema. And since we already know the shema requirement for a regular chatos, this pasuk is teaching that it's even b'diavad. Fact, Gemara, this takes care of the Shema for the carbon. What about the Shema for the owner? And the Gemara, Huna, son of Yeshua, said, the pasuk could have said Chatos, and instead says Chatos Soy. It teaches that has to be done the Shema for the person as well. So Ravina asks, if we darshan in this way, then how do we darshan the word Oila Soy in the pasuk? The Gemara asks, why doesn't Ravina ask how we'll darshan the words Mincha Soy and Niskoy? The Gemara says that those words teach that the Mincha and the Nesachim may sometimes be brought at night or the next day, so that's not Shver. But the Gemara continues, furthermore, we can't learn the case of a regular Chatz from the case of a Nazir Chatz, because a Nazir brings other Karbanos along with the Chatz, and a Chatz Nazir can't be learned from a regular Chatz also, because a regular Chatz is brought only for an Averi that carries Karis. And from a rather Rav said, we learn it from the Chatos on Mitzoyer, where the pasuk says Lishma, when it says the Osa Hakoinus Hachatos, the pasuk will teach the Lishma requirement is even Bidiheved. Fakmar, this takes care of Lishma for the carbon. What about Lishma for the owner? And for the pasuk says V'chiper al Hamitaher, which teaches that the Chatos has to be offered for the sake of this person, not for someone else. Fak the Gemara. We can't learn the case of a regular Chatos from the case of Mitzoyer's Chatos, because Mitzoyer brings other components along with the Chatos. And the Chatos Mitzoyer can't be learned from a regular Chatos, because a regular Chatos is brought only for an Aver that carries Karis. If you'll say that we can't learn one Chatos from another, but maybe we can learn one chatos from the other two. Which one would you say should not be written and learned from the other two? A regular chatos can't be learned from Nazir Mitzayra, because they bring other kabbalas with their chatos. We can't learn Nazir from a regular chatos and Mitzayra's chatos, because the Nazir is different and that he can have his Naziris nullified. We can't learn that Mitzayra from a regular chatos and Nazir's chatos, because they can't be brought from birds, whereas Mitzayra's chatos can be. And for tomorrow, rather, the pasuk of Zois HaTayra creates a hekesh. We compare a chatos to Shlomim and teach it just like Shlomim has a requirement that it has to be offered the Shema for the carbon and for the owner. The same is true for chatos. Therefore, all the other psukim that we mentioned above teach the requirement that it's even b'dieved when it comes to a chatos, and the carbon will be possible without it. Fact, the Gemara, we now understand how we know that a regular chatos has to be offered the shema and that it's essential. How do we know that a chatos brought for the avera of avodah zara and the oil of a yored brought for shmias koil b'tis fasayim and tumas miklash kedushah? How do we know that they also become possible without offering the shema? And for the Gemara, we learn the chatos for avodah zara from a regular chatos, since they're both brought for averas that have karis, and the others are learned from a regular chatos, another's chatos, and a matur's chatos altogether. The Raisa says when a Pesach is brought in its proper time, meaning the afternoon of Erev Pesach, if it's offered for the sake of the Pesach, it's kosher. If not, possible. If it's offered at any other time, then if it's offered for the sake of a Pesach, it's possible. If it's offered not for the sake of a Pesach, it's actually kosher. How do we know this halacha that at any other time, if it's offered for the sake of something other than the Pesach, it's kosher? So the father of Shmuel said, the Pasuk says, V'im min atzoin karbonoi lezevach shlomim la'shem. This teaches that something which is brought from tzoin, which is the carbon Pesach, is treated like a shlomim. Maybe this means that if it's offered for the sake of shlomim, it's kosher. But if it's offered for the sake of anything else, it will become possible. Rabbi Eilon, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, said the word lezevach comes to include any type of carbon, not just the shlomim. Maybe this means that whatever type of carbon it was shechted for is the type of carbon it becomes, and it doesn't just become a shlomim. And for the Gemara, that would be true if the pasuk had said lishlomim lezevach. Since the pasuk says lezevach shlomim, it teaches that whatever carbon is shechted for becomes a shlomim. Fact, Gemara, maybe we should say that lezevach is a klal, shlomim is a prat, in which case it would teach to limit it to a shlomim, and it's only kosher when it was shechted for the sake of a shlomim. And for the Gemara, the word la'ashem is another klal, so we actually have a klal, a prat, a klal. Although the first klal is different than the second klal, the word la'ashem would include even birds and menachas. Rabbi Shmuel has taught that we still dash in something like this as a klal, a prat, a klal. This would teach that just like the prat is an example of where the Pesach was shechted not for its own sake, and yet it's kosher, so too in any case where the Pesach is shechted not for its own sake, even if the intent was for a carbon other than a shlomim, it will be kosher. Fact, Gemara, maybe we should say that just like the prat, which is meshlamim, is something that can be brought as a neder or an adava, so too the only things included in the klal are things that are like that. And therefore, if it's shechted for the sake of an oilo or shlamim, it should be kosher. But if it's shechted for a chatzas or an osham, it should be puzzle. And for the Gemara, rather, lezevach is not a klal. It's an extra word. The extra word teaches that Pesach is kosher when shechted for the sake of any carbon other than itself. Frekmer maybe say that it should take on the status of whatever carbon was intended for. So Ravin said, we say that a carbon that was supposed to be eaten, meaning the Pesach, can become another carbon that's supposed to be eaten, the shlam, but it cannot become another carbon that cannot be eaten like an oila. Frekmer, a chatz and osham are eaten, so maybe it can take on the status of a chatz or osham. And fitikamara, they're only eaten by kahanim. We say that a Pesach can become something that can be eaten by all people, which is a shlam, just like the Pesach itself can be eaten by all people. And it can't be something that's only eaten by certain people. Another territory, Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rav Avin, said, we can give something that is kachay kalam, Pesach, the status of something else which is kachay kalam, a shlam, and won't give it the status of something which is kachay kashrim, like the chatas or the asham.